protesters demand electoral reforms following an inconclusive election. The Pope accepts the resignation of another bishop amid a deepening child abuse crisis. And air traffic disruptions hit Europe again as ash from an Icelandic volcano closes airports.
It is 20:00 GMT and half past midnight here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us, everyone. As parties in Britain discuss power-sharing deals, hundreds of British protesters take to the streets to demand electoral reform.
Well, this after the country's general elections closed with no outright winner.
Unfair electoral system whereby with first past the post people vote and they don't have an effect with their votes. So if you look at it, you get some MPs, it takes 250,000 votes to get them voted, and others, I think it's 34,000 votes. So it's just not fair and we want it to change.
Protesters gathered outside the building where Liberal Democrats were discussing a power-sharing deal with the Conservatives. They are calling on the party leader, Nick Clegg, to stick to his promises and push for proportional representation. Clegg addressed the crowd and promised to make their voices heard. On Friday, he said the results of general elections show the British political system is broken and needs major reform. Thousands were turned away from polling stations on Thursday when the stations closed or ran out of ballot papers. Well, our correspondent in London, Roshan Mohammed Saleh, tells us more about those protests.
The number of votes cast in an election doesn't correspond directly with the number of seats in Parliament. So the Liberal Democrats, for example, Britain's third party, they had millions of votes in their favour, yet they only got about, they had 23% in the national vote, but they only got 60 seats in Parliament. If there was proportional representation, they would have around 100 seats in Parliament. Labour, on the other hand, won 29% of the vote, yet they get 260 seats in Parliament, mainly because most of the seats are in urban areas where their support is. So you have a very unrepresentative, undemocratic system here, where millions of votes are effectively wasted and millions of people are disenfranchised. So what the protesters were asking for was the Liberal Democrats, who are entering into coalition talks with the Conservative Party, which won most votes and most seats in Thursday's election, that they put voting reform at the top of their agenda and they use it as a bargaining chip, reform of the voting system, in any talks with the proposed Conservative government.
The British Parliament now has 8 Muslim members. That's twice as many as there were prior to the recent elections. More than 90 Muslim candidates, including 22 women, stood in the general elections. For the first time, 3 Muslim women have been elected as MPs. Labour candidate Shabana Mahmood was the first Muslim woman to be elected in Birmingham Ladywood. Nearly 2.5 million Muslims live in the UK.
Pope Benedict XVI has accepted the resignation of another Catholic bishop over child abuse. Walter Mixa was the bishop of Augsburg in southern Germany. He has admitted to hitting children decades ago when he was a priest. The 69-year-old is also being investigated for misusing money donated to an orphanage under his supervision. Mixa initially denied the abuse charges but later apologized. He is the latest in a long line of churchmen to be toppled over allegations of physical or sexual abuse of minors across the world. The scandal has badly damaged the reputation of the Roman Catholic Church, and some say even the Pope himself. Well, there seems to be no end in sight for the debt crisis in Greece. The country's main labor union has promised to hold more general strikes to water down the government's austerity measures.
The unrest comes with the Greek president in Brussels to attend an EU meeting to preserve financial stability in Europe. More on this report.
The EU IMF $140 billion rescue plan to save Greece from a financial crisis has been unable to put an end to anti-austerity protests. Public anger is once again mounting over the Greek government's decision to finalize a pension overhaul. The country's main labor union has called on workers and pensioners to hold a general strike against the government's harsh austerity measures. The unpopular bailout plan will see wage cuts, tax hikes, cuts to pension payments, and a raise in the retirement age.
We're talking about a third of people's income, very significant salary cuts and pension cuts. We can say that what we're experiencing now is a temporary lull before a storm, before another wave of protests.
The strike is expected to paralyze the country as the cabinet finalizes its pension reform on Monday. The union's call comes as EU leaders have gathered in Brussels to discuss ways to prevent the spread of the Greek credit crisis to other countries.
We have done our part. At the same time, there is unprecedented volatility throughout the world and the world economy.
Greece's rescue package has failed to bring positive sentiment back to the stock market. Global markets have tumbled over fears that the Greek credit crisis could affect the entire eurozone and spread to smaller economies such as Spain, Portugal, and Ireland. EU leaders say their meeting also aims to safeguard Europe's financial stability.
3 points are of the essence. First, we must speed up the regulation of the financial markets. Second, it's not just Greece that has to consolidate its budget. It's all of us who have to work to implement the stability and growth pact quickly. Thirdly, we have to take care for the stability of the euro by stating firmly that it is our common currency.
However, analysts believe the crisis in Europe will continue to drag down global and currency markets. It yet remains to be known what impact it could have on the global economy at a time the world is emerging from an economic recession.
Well, air travel in Europe is once again being disrupted due to a moving cloud of volcanic ash. Hundreds of flights between Europe and North America have been delayed or canceled. The ash has been stretching across much of the northern Atlantic and is now near Portugal, Spain, and France. In Spain, at least 19 airports have been closed down, among them the international airports in Barcelona, Santiago, and Bilbao. Well, this weekend, Europeans are marking the 65th anniversary of the end of the Second World War.
But Algerians remember May 8, 1945 for very different reasons. It was the start of a series of massacres by their French colonial occupiers that left thousands dead in just 3 weeks.
VE Day in France celebrates the liberation of its people. It's also a painful reminder of the Nazi occupation. But as France began to enjoy freedom in May 1945, it maintained a repressive and often brutal regime in some of its colonies. This is the Parisian suburb of Saint-Denis, and it's home to a large Algerian population. Now here, the 8th of May is remembered for very different reasons, because it marked the start of a series of massacres of Algerians in their own country as Algerians struggled against colonial rule. A victory parade was being held in the town of Sétif in northeast Algeria. There are conflicting accounts about what happened next, but it's generally accepted the event was peaceful until a French colonial policeman shot dead a schoolboy waving an Algerian flag. Riots followed and spread to two other towns. In just 3 weeks, an estimated 6,000 to 45,000 Algerians were killed. The figures remain disputed.
It was an atrocious massacre. It involved whole villages being burned by French soldiers. The British even lent the French planes to carry out bombing raids. The subjugation was total as France tried to wipe out completely any kind of resistance. The use of torture was widespread.
The main conflict was between 1954 and 1962. The death toll was enormous, French officials putting it at 350,000, but Algerians estimating between 1 million and 1.5 million. The violence even spread to Paris. In October 1961, the police rounded up Algerian demonstrators, bundled them into sacks, and threw them into the River Seine to drown. Again, the numbers are contested in one of France's most shameful moments in its recent history. Marc Vautier, Press TV, Paris.
Are you watching the World News here on Press TV? A quick reminder of our top stories this hour.
Never stop.
Protesters demand electoral reforms following an inconclusive election. The Pope accepts the resignation of another bishop amid a deepening child abuse crisis. And air traffic disruptions hit Europe again as ash from an Icelandic volcano closes airports.